This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Yo and howdy doody, it is me, the Celebrity Medium, with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show I can find that brings you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. We got some good stuff, we got a new arrival in the afterlife, and then we got fascinating, follow-ups, I don't know, whatever the plural of that is, about some stuff we've been paying attention to for some time now. Former Hollywood heartthrob Tab Hunter just arrived in the next world at age 86. His welcoming ceremony was attended, I'm told, by thousands of women, most of whom undoubtedly came of age during the peak years of Tab's career. Although it was a very well-guarded secret back then, it's well understood today that despite his lady killer persona, he was and presumably is still gay. So maybe that accounts for the story I've been told by one of my afterlife sources about Orville and Wilbur Wright approaching Hunter immediately after his welcoming ceremony concluded. As longtime listeners to the report may remember, think back, several months ago I told you that the co-inventors of the airplane had gone into performing in gay porno movies. Yes, it's weird, but that's the story. Until a few days ago, I hadn't heard anything about the Wrights in like months and months. But apparently they're still in the porno business, and rumors are circulating that they approached Tab Hunter about joining them in it, because their first outing was not received well by the public, or I guess there are critics of gay porno movies. But whatever, it seemed like nobody thought they were very good at the whole gay porno thing. So apparently they're now trying to get Tab Hunter to join them for, I don't know, name recognition or something? Or maybe not name recognition. So far, there are no confirmations about whether that actually happened or if the Wrights did approach him, what Tab's response was. I said on last week's show that if Stephen Hawking's feud, and I'm making air quotes with my fingers here, his feud with Babe Ruth turned out to be a publicity stunt, I would be disappointed in the professor. Well, it seems that my suspicions were correct. Hawking has now announced that the Bambino will be the permanent co-host on his Morning Drive radio talk show on Heaven 107. But I gotta tell you, I've been reconsidering whether I should actually fault Hawking for the stunt, because he's in show business now. And part of the job is to keep things interesting for the listeners. So, after examining my conscience, I'm really not sure if I should hold him to the same standards I would expect from him as a scientist. I mean, I haven't completely made up my mind about that yet, but I am leaning towards cutting him some slack here. Perhaps the only man I truly dislike in the next world, Fred Trump, father of the Donald, has cut the ribbon on the project he's calling the World of Trump, which is a planned tourist trap that will celebrate his son's life and his rise to the American presidency. At the ribbon-cutting event, he told the press he has hired visionary scientist Nikola Tesla to help him with the audio animatronics in the attraction. Audio animatronics are, you know, like when you go to the Hall of Presidents at Disney World or the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, the robots that act out and seem to speak and so forth. They are audio animatronic figures. Speculation is that he hired Tesla after trying to get some of Walt Disney's engineers to work for him. Now, Disney, of course, is working on a new theme park with former Apple CEO Steve Jobs, and Jobs has kind of badmouthed Fred Trump, so they don't get along. Word I've gotten is that Jobs and Disney have hired all the now deceased Disney Imagineers they could find, which kind of leaves Trump out in the cold. Now, It is well documented that Tesla was, to put it nicely, eccentric. Like, in his later years on the earthly plane, just for example, he had apparently developed a deadly fear of spherical objects. He would refuse to enter a room that had a ball or a globe in it. So, that's apparently true. So it's going to be really fascinating to see how Tesla and Trump Sr. get along as the project develops. I expect fireworks. Okay, lastly, the appearance of newlyweds Adolf Hitler and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on The Girls, the daytime talk show hosted by Debbie Reynolds and her daughter Carrie Fisher. Their appearance has been postponed until sometime next week. The unlikely, to say the least, couple was slated to come on the show to announce the names they have chosen for their adopted black son and Asian daughter. Now, the show put out a press release saying that their guest shot was pushed back because of a, quote, schedule conflict, unquote. But rumor has it that Inhofe and Martin had a big argument over the kids' names. My sources are telling me that the two of them ended up screaming at each other over the big decision. But the last word I got is that they have now kissed and made up, which I assume means that they have decided on names for the children, and they are now expected to appear on The Girls sometime in the next week. Obviously, if that happens before I record the next show, I will have that information for you. Stand by for news! And with that, I am finito for this week-o. I'll be back-o next week-o. I've worn out that gag, haven't I? With another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report for you, so that you can keep up on the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite-to-see celebrities. In the meantime, you can find the show on iTunes. You can find it in the Google Play Store. You can find it on YouTube. Or if you're in the LA area, you can listen to it on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock as part of a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. Until I return to the Celebrity Afterlife Report studio, I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.